Okay, so could you guys please tell me your names and what you do in the band?
I'm Bob Otis, and I am the singer.
I'm Brian, I play drums.
I'm Ben, I play guitar.
I'm George, I play bass.
Okay, now, I know it's really vague, but could you tell me about the band? Like, give me some background, like the history of the band. I know you have 20 years worth, but like a Cliff Notes version. Like, who Drop Dead are?
We have been a political hardcore punk band for about 20 years now. We've done extensive touring. We are actively political people in our social lives, and we have a message with our band. We try to promote it during our shows.
Pretty straightforward.
Okay, so could you tell me a bit about what inspires you to keep going? Like, clearly you have a lot backing you. You have a lot of beliefs and very strong opinions, which is some things that aren't really found that often in modern music. So what keeps the fire burning? You sound like you haven't changed your opinions on anything since 91, or have you?
For myself, it's the continuation that everything we sing about is still going on, even 20 years later. Wars, famine, starvation, animal abuse, the things that happen right before us every single day. And, you know, we wanted to say something and do something about it, and we're all musicians, and we chose this forum to kind of voice our opinions about all these things that are happening around the world.
I guess I would say the other thing that keeps us going is the amazing people that we've met over 20 years of doing this. It becomes like a giant family and a giant support group, and I guess we give it some meaning for them. It's kind of awesome.
I guess, you know, our inspirations in some way aren't very inspirational. They're more like maddening. But in another way, like how Bob says from stage, you know, you have power in your numbers or whatever. I mean, we hope that the friends we've made, the, you know, our audience, you know, can take some inspiration from what we're saying to kind of make a change. Even if it doesn't happen, there's this hope, there's this kernel that something could happen, that, you know, this world that we were dissatisfied with doesn't have to be this way.
We got a thumbs up from George. All right. So I know you guys have been involved in some other projects. I think I've seen you play with iDestroyer, and I know George is in She Rides. What else are you guys up to besides Drop Dead, musically, or you're saying politically you're very active? Like, what else do you guys do besides this band?
I am a mental health worker outside of doing the band stuff. I also play in two other bands, one metal band called iDestroyer, and one kind of post-punk hardcore band called Lolita Black. And that keeps me pretty busy with doing the Drop Dead stuff too. It's a full plate.
I play in another band called Neon Bitches, which honestly, I just play it to keep in shape on drums when Drop Dead isn't that active. I like doing woodworking recently after quitting my job. That's what's keeping me busy now. And drinking whiskey.
Can't argue with that.
I own and operate two record stores, and done a lot of driving and backlining and babysitting for bands and tours. I don't know. I do a lot of stuff. I try and keep things happening as much as possible in Providence.
He's the captain of the ship. Don't let him fool you.
Like you said, I also play guitar and She Rides, and just try to keep busy playing as much as possible.
As far as political actions, you said you're very busy with that. Like, outside of music, like, what are you involved with? Things like Food Not Bombs? You said you're a mental health care worker. Is that...
Yeah. I advocate for people with mental disabilities and, you know, developmental issues. So I'm really involved with that outside. I do a lot of one-on-one work with people who have disabilities and mental retardation. And that's right now what I feel socially active doing, you know, besides the message that Drop Dead has to say. That's what I do in my personal life.
I kind of think the way you live your life is a political act, so the things that we sing about are things that we actually do in our own lives as much as we can. And I think that's kind of how the change happens. You change your own life, and then it works outwards from there. So we're vegetarians. We sing about stuff we care about. I think the way that you deal with the small things, the details, that carries over into being political and it's in and of itself.
Okay, so you keep mentioning the message behind Drop Dead. Is there like a definitive laid out sentence that could sum you up, or is it just more the way you feel about things, the way you sing about things, and the way you're aware of things?
I mean, I think the bottom line message with Drop Dead is that we have the numbers to make change, we have the power to make change, and we try to motivate people to not be afraid and to stand up for their rights. Do we have all the answers? We're just a band, but we have political beliefs as people, and we try to motivate people to have some beliefs and have some sense of struggle and try to change things. And there's so many wrong things on this planet to attack. You pick one, you know, and we have a lot of issues that we talk about. And if somebody walks away with some idea in their head to try to change these things, then we succeeded as a band. Because our music, we have, you know, we enjoy, we're all musicians, we enjoy playing fast, aggressive music, but we also have a political message that we each, in our own way, observe. And I guess we're trying in each of our way to say it and represent it on stage.
Have you had fans come up and you feel like you've made that happen? Like, I know fans take your message very seriously. Do you think you've inspired people to go out there and do things? Have people told you things like that?
All the time, every show, there's always a handful of people say that we changed their mind about whatever. One particular issue for me is my mom died of cancer. So sometimes I'll have a lot to say about the tobacco industry and young people smoking and things like that. So I've had a lot of people come up to me and say they quit eating meat, they quit eating smoking. We're not a straight edge band, but you can see the evils behind all of these things, you know? So we're just trying to motivate people to think a little bit about what you buy and what you're practicing in your life.
So when you first started out, were there any bands that really inspired you to follow this political hardcore route?
I mean, I'm going to lay it on the Subhumans straight up. I was into metal before I discovered punk, and a guy made me a tape with GBH, the Subhumans, and English Dogs. And I got to actually hear a band playing crazy music, sing about stuff that I thought was cool. It was stuff I was thinking about, but the metal bands I was listening to weren't singing about these things. So it kind of drove me in this direction, and I will lay all the blame of my being here on them and probably Celtic Frost. So, yeah, because they're like the discharge of metal to me.
Great. So musically, when you first started out, like clearly Siege was a big influence. Got the name and all that, but what other bands, when you first started back in the day, besides Celtic Frost and the Subhumans, musically speaking, inspired you guys? Like, what really inspired you to start playing short, fast, loud?
For me, I was originally into anarcho-punk, which is a little more mid-paced. I was in it really for the message, but then I hooked up with Brian and Ben. These guys turned me on to a lot of international stuff that was much faster and also had a political message. Bands like Wretched from Italy and Larm from Holland. And, you know, great bands like Raddus, Discharge. And, you know, as friends, we all kind of evolved our music together in a way. We all, you know, we started playing with these bands. And, you know, they influenced me a lot. I'm still influenced by bands every day that we play with. I'll see somebody that inspires me. So
time when I was really started going to shows in the late 80s, the US scene was just, it was pretty dead, but there was still stuff happening internationally, and a lot of those bands were just playing more ferociously than anything in the US. Like, a lot of US bands were going this more melodic direction, being more experimental, and there was just ferocious bands from overseas, which is kind of what we ended up emulating, because also we couldn't play our instruments when we started. I played bass originally, but I had to switch to drums, and I never played drums before. So just going wild, I guess, was easier than learning how to play.
I had never sang before in a band. I don't think Ben ever played guitar in a band.
I never played guitar, really, before.
So we just kind of went from scratch.
Yeah,
honestly.
Ben was the singer, then he moved to guitar. Yeah. I moved from bass to drums. Bob moved from guitar to vocals. Yeah. And we recruited my brother on bass, who had played before, but
the Amoebics effect, where they just sort of picked up guitars and said, let's see what happens?
Yeah. DIY ethic in effect, I guess, kind of. Like, we wanted to do a band and we made it happen.
You mentioned that some of the bands you're playing with nowadays, like newer bands, are still inspiring you. Who are some bands that you think really have a good grip on what's going on? Who really has something to say that you've played with or that you are aware of lately?
A band that we played with not too long ago that I really liked was a band called Rudosa in Mendicia.
Yeah.
They really fucking great female fronted band, and it sounds a lot like Los Crudos. with really good politics. They were a band that really kicked my ass that we played with recently.
I was actually going to say them too, actually, because they're the ones that stuck out the most. Like Chilean immigrants living in Austria, you know, singing political lyrics in Spanish, you know, in Austria, which is kind of odd. I'm trying to think now.
That might be the go-to guy for some of this. I'll tell you one band that continues to inspire me is the guys from the early band from Holland, Larm. They turned into Seeing Red for a while, but they've continued to be super political band with a lot to say. And I think they're going on 25 years, 30 years now.
30.
Yeah, are playing some of the most ferocious hardcore that is on the planet with a fantastic message. So they're an older band that's still around, but they're a band that inspires me when I see them. From the back in the day, Los Crudos was another band. There's so many people with amazing things to say, you know, in the punk scene. And so, I mean, every time we play out, we play with a new band, I hear someone that kind of inspires me a little for some reason.
So you guys are clearly very deeply entrenched in the DIY punk hardcore scene, and you're at this massive extreme metal festival. How do you feel being here? Is it an interesting experience? Do you feel out of place, or are you enjoying hearing new sounds?
I think we all like all different types of music, and you know, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of things in common for all types of extreme music. Whether, like for us, people at this probably might like us because we're fast and pretty crazy sounding. They might not agree with the politics, but they might actually like the music. And I actually think the diversity at this thing, I've seen it grow and change since it started. I think it's going in a good direction. I think people need to be exposed to different things than to just play in their own same circle. I would think that it gets really stagnant and really boring, and things don't change without outside influence. So I think throwing all this stuff in a mixing pot and having all different types of bands play together is pretty good.
It's kind of weird, I'll be honest with you. I haven't been to a big metal show since I saw Motorhead like maybe 6-7 years ago, and before that nothing since the 80s. I thought when we played I kind of realized that there were an audience here for us, who were people who you know, actually crust punks or whatever, probably, you know, just there's they just came to this because it's a fest for extreme music and some of it's punk, and so there is some of the people there are definitely our crowd, but there's other people who I'm sure have never heard us and are just like walking around and checking out whatever. I mean, in a lot of ways you could say, you know, a lot of times we're preaching to the converted because we've been around for 20 years. You know, most of our crowd, you know, the only way they hear about us is, you know, through some online venue that, you know, caters to the kind of music they like. Where here it's a little more open. But it's very bizarre. I mean, I like going to a show where there's like $6 beers and, you know, an $8 veggie burger is just interesting experience.
I'm amazed that we're on the same bill with Voivod, Impaled Nazarene, Doom. I mean, it's a crazy lineup. It's all extreme music. You know, I had tonight the guy from Impaled Nazarene who does satanic metal came up to me and said, he said that he loved our band, even though our political differences are extreme. He dug what we were doing. So I'm hoping that we go out there and play, you know, it's not that much different as what we do than some extreme metal. Hopefully people hear a message besides just the music. That's like an important thing, I think, to all of us. That's the difference between us and some of the, like, the serious metal bands or whatever.
There's definitely a lot of crossover. Lines have been blurring. It seems, I mean, I wasn't really around to check it out, but here in the 80s, punk and metal is very separate as far as the scenes were, and now it's, I mean, I got a tattoo and an Amoebix tattoo, and I love them both the same. There's a lot of crossover nowadays. How what has it been like seeing that slowly happen? It's going to be an interesting ride.
I mean, I'm psyched about it myself that, you know, metal kids are listening to this hardcore music, and certain bands these days are like kind of doing a crossover disfair, and, you know, they can, a metal kid's going to like that as much as a hardcore guy. From my standpoint, I don't really dig what a lot of metal has to say. I'm not into a lot, you know, some misogynistic satanic lyrics. I'm hoping that people like extreme music like we have to say. You know, I dig the music in most of these bands, man, you know. It's just a political difference that's made separate us as a band from some of these guys. You know? But I saw metal kids rocking out as hard as the punk kids at the show tonight, so I was psyched about it.
All right, it's getting really loud, so I'll let you guys go in a minute. I just want to know, are you guys working on new material? Like, what's coming up for you guys after this tour?
I guess this is since this is our 20th year, we're working on finishing up some stuff we started a few years ago, trying to do a few 20th, like special 20th anniversary releases of some singles of stuff that we hadn't finished with some bands that we actually like and respect. And there, hopefully they're just going to be some fun projects that'll be around for a little bit as a tip of the hat to them and to, for us to have happen. I don't know. Play some shows. We haven't been playing a whole lot, so try and play like once or twice a month and play some things and play to some people that haven't seen us. And beyond that, we'll see what happens.
Cool, thank you very much, guys.
Yeah.